Well, good morning, Packers fans. It's Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the social channels, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, despite my better judgment. That's right. It's your Packers Daily Chat. The Packers are indeed back on Hinkle Field today, the practice field for the Green Bay Packers, as they prepare to take on the Los Angeles Rams in the divisional round, two games away from the big dance. That's right. The Super Bowl down in Tampa. The Packers are so close. That journey continues today as the Packers practice in the cold. That's right. It's nice and cold. There is snow, chance of snow later in the week. However, not at the moment coming on game day. But, you know, the Rams are out there West Coast practicing in the 70s, close to 80 degrees at points this week. Going to be a lot of fun when they hit the ground there in Appleton, Wisconsin. Make that bus journey down College Avenue to the Paper Valley Hotel. Aaron Donald's going to look out that window and go, oh, shit. Can't wait, ladies and gentlemen. Can't wait. Good to see everybody. Good morning. Everybody in the comments section already chiming in. Justin, do I think the Rams start Wolford on Saturday? I think there's a chance. Said yesterday when I was talking to Will Blackman, who, by the way, if you haven't checked out my chat with Will, go check it out. It's right here on the YouTube and Facebook pages. He's such a great guy. But yes, I believe there's a chance. I know they haven't stated anything yet, and I don't think they'll probably hold on to that as long as they can as far as who they might start. But yeah, I haven't seen an update on his neck injury, and I got to think with Goff's thumb being as bad as it is, even now being a couple more days removed from surgery, it's going to be tough to operate in that environment. So, yeah, I think there's a chance Wolford starts. I think there's a chance Goff starts. I think there's a chance they make Blake Bortles active and keep him in the hopper. So, lots of ways they could go there. Mike Witt, what's up, buddy? Morning, Nags. I am nervous about Saturday. Go Pack, go. You nervous about what to wear? You know, we're nervous about what beverage to consume while you watch the Packers win? Because I know you're not worried about the game. Because I know you know that the Packers are going to win this game. I know you're not nervous about the outcome of the divisional round of the playoffs in Lambeau Field. I know it. I know that's not the case. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Imagine if Larry Fitz would have had Rodgers. Oh, my goodness. I mean, that's amazing. Shout out to Larry Fitzgerald, by the way. Hell of a career and a phenomenal human being as well. Drew, thank you for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Shout out to Gutekunst for huge snacks and Valdir signings. Time to stop the Rams. LFG. I'm with you, man. Look, he did this last year when he brought in Tyler Irvin and Valdir for the first time. And this year has been no different as far as in-season pickups of Tavon Austin, Jared Valdir, Snacks Harrison, etc. He's shown he's not afraid to make those moves. He's not afraid to augment his roster. He's not as precious about, you know, homegrown talent as maybe his predecessor was. But look, none of that means anything if they, you know, don't get to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, but it's true. These guys hopefully do contribute in some meaningful way. You got to think Valdir is there for definite depth, but there's a chance he could play on Saturday, which is kind of crazy to me. But that possibility definitely exists. So it'll be interesting to see what Matt says about it when we hear from him later today. Because, yes, we will be hearing from Coach and Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams later today. Riley, thanks for the super chat. Three keys to victory. Strike first, strike hard, no mercy. I'm right there with you. Isn't that like Cobra Kai? I love it. I'm all in. Fear does not exist at Lambeau Field, does it?
No, Sensei!
That's what I'm talking about. B-Town, thanks for the super chat. When Ramsey and Adams go up against each other this weekend, what will you look for? What defines a winner in a matchup like that? Stats don't tell the all. Well, it's hard to grade out a winner, so to speak, in real time, simply because lots of times if, you know, Adams, you have to think, often is the first read, obviously. But there are going to be times when Adams wins off the line and the ball goes elsewhere. You know, there are going to be times that Ramsey shuts him down and the ball goes elsewhere. So I don't think that can really be determined until after the game when you go back and watch the tape. But as far as what I'll be watching for in real time, it's definitely the release. It's definitely Adams' ability to utilize his footwork to get a free release and get into space. Because once that happens, I feel like he can win any route against any corner. I think Ramsey's going to want to get physical with Davante 1,000%. And getting that clean release is going to be a big part of it. Now, that comes on the perimeter stuff. I think there's going to be a lot of occasion here in this game where they move Devontae all over the place. I wouldn't be surprised to see him in the backfield for a few snaps. They're going to want to get him anywhere and everywhere across the formation just to keep A, Ramsey on his toes, but B, just to, you know, get him away from Ramsey and get him into some more favorable matchups. I don't think there's any question they'll be trying to do that all game long. Preston, thank you for the super chat. Yeah, Goody's made some moves, but the real calling card is him cutting Rodgers and signing back B.J. Coleman. Oh, baby. It's going to be crazy when he trades Rodgers. That's what's going to be nuts. That's when this place is really going to melt down. And I, for one, am not ready for it at all. Oh, so many people here. What's up, everyone? Holy cow. I love playoff football. I'm nervous about Nags worrying about thoughts. Fair, Gary. That's a fair worry. Felipe, what's up in Brazil? Hello from New York City. Thanks for checking in. Kenny, the defense isn't struggling. Is Kenny nervous? Do we have a nervous Nelly in here? Do we have someone who's very nervous? Travis, what's up, buddy? Did Jared just play this Sunday with the Colts too? He did indeed. First player in modern NFL history to play two playoff games with two separate teams. That's what will happen if he suits up on Saturday for the Packers. He's already the first player to ever be on the roster for two separate teams in the playoffs. And it's because of the COVID machinations with the practice squad that allows this to happen. Prior to this year, this wouldn't have been available to the Packers. But because he was on the practice squad and then called up for the game, but not signed to the Colts 53-man roster, that made him available to the Packers. It's a nice little loophole because of COVID. I'll be surprised if that's available going forward after COVID, but this year it's totally available. Gutekunst took advantage of it, which I absolutely love. Is Jared Valdir good? Yeah, Steven, he is good. Don't forget, last year in the Seattle game, he literally found out he was starting in a playoff game 20 minutes before kickoff because Brian Bulaga became ill. Brian Bulaga, Iowa, as I'm contractually obligated to say. 20 minutes before kickoff. And then he came in, played right tackle, and played at an extremely high level. He played at a pretty damn high level this past weekend over there in Buffalo. So, yeah, he's still good. He's still good. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's like Anthony Munoz or anything, but, yeah, he's good. Please put someone other than Taylor on kick return. Seems a little slow on returning to me. I've been saying just give it to Jamal Williams. Let him be a bowling ball back there. But we'll see what they do. Why do the Packers stink in the third quarter? Bryson, that is an excellent question. They have really struggled coming out of halftime. And I don't think it's a lack of adjustments or anything like that. I think their play has just been poor. It's something that they're going to have to unlock here starting on Saturday. There's no doubt about it. People texting me. Wait, I'm going to text this guy back because he just texted me really something funny, but he should know I'm live. I'm live. Want to come on stream? Please, no third quarter lull. We don't need that at all. Lorraine, what's up? I watched the replay of the Colts-Bills game, and I would say Jared Valdir played very well at left tackle. Should Jared Valdir start at left tackle for the Packers and move Billy Turner back to his original position? I think there's a chance. Yes, I think there's a chance that could happen. That's what I say. There's a possibility that we see Valdir on Saturday. I do think that is what they would contemplate. Now, who knows? Maybe they put Valdir in at right tackle, you know? And let Billy sit over there at left. But to me, I said, actually to this person who's texting me, who's with the team, I said the one kind of area of concern if you're the Packers heading into the playoffs is Billy Turner at left tackle. That is the one area where, you know, if there's a team that's going to try to take advantage somehow, overload, target some aspect of the Packers' protection plan, that's where they will start. No question about it. Happy hour tonight. Yes, Andrew. Happy hour for our Cheesehead TV patrons. 6 p.m. Eastern. The information is on the Patreon page, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. If you'd like to hop on, join the fun, all we ask is $5 a month to support everything we do here at Cheesehead TV. The happy hours are always a ton of fun. 6 p.m. this evening, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Lambeau time. Going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you there. Why no love for LaFleur for Coach of the Year? Justin, simply put, because of Aaron Rodgers. Zero question about it. And look, I get it. Aaron does make things a hell of a lot easier as far as getting you into things, blah, blah, blah. But it's not like that's the only thing this team does. There has been a growth on the defensive side of the ball. They have certainly gelled as a team. They are playing their best ball at the best time, and they are the best team in the NFC. There's zero question about it. That didn't just happen. And it ain't because they're this superstar collection of talent, although they do have a lot of depth. You know, Matt's done a really good job. And let's not, like, make two bones about it. A big reason that Aaron Rodgers is playing as well as he is because of Matt LaFleur and the system and what they've put together offensively as a staff. So that all comes back to the coach. But I don't think he's ever going to get his due as long as Aaron's in town, which, you know, if you talk to Matt, he's fine with. I heard BJ Raji is healthy and ready for action. Could he replace Snacks? Okay, Phil, relax. Mike Witt, you're calling it Sternberger coming out party. You know, Sternberger only catches touchdowns in the playoffs, so it's a possibility. Let's get him up first. Let's make sure he's active. Let's get him doing some of that dirty work on special teams before we call coming out parties. Veldheer potentially replacing all pro left tackles back-to-back weeks. Legendary. I love it. Nags on Monday. I can't wait to talk about the breakout performance by a Packers player we barely mentioned this season. Go Pack Go. Yes, definitely. I mean, the problem is Daphne just had his touchdown against the Bears and then got all that publicity, and now it's like he's no longer kind of an unsung guy, although he would have been a perfect candidate. If Goody trades Rodgers after this season, Packers Twitter will not be a place I want to be. Bethany, it won't happen this offseason. If and when it happens, I suspect it'll be after next year. That is my guess. That has been my guess. That remains my guess. Well, we'll see. But like I keep saying, maybe the Packers win this Super Bowl, come back next year, win another Super Bowl, and Rodgers pulls an Elway, goes out on top after two Super Bowls. There are worse ways to go, right? Come on. Christopher, keeping it simple, go Packers. Are you doing a pre-playoffs Madden game, Mr. Nagler? James, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. I should do that. What? Okay, here's my problem. I play the computer and I just beat the computer. Like, that's not hard. But I don't, I go online and try and find Rams fans, and it's all cheese city. It's like people, like, running stuff that no team would ever run, you know, all these trick plays, doing, like, going for it on 4th and 18 on their own 20. Like, I want someone who's going to play real football. Like, I'm down for that. So if I can find somebody, I'll definitely stream it. This is also the reason people call Brady the perfect system QB. Get him in the correct system and he shines. Rodgers was asked to be individually great for too damn long. There's something to that, Andy. And I'm actually going to ask Aaron about something along those lines later today. Make sure you check out availability. And I'll be sure to put his answer up on Twitter. Blackman was incredible yesterday. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for checking it out. It took Matt LaFleur 12 months to persuade Rodgers to run his offense. That alone should get him coach of the year. All right, Gary, be nice now. Be nice. Although, again, that is kind of in the line of what I'm going to ask Aaron about today. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Can we get Snacks? Some goal line carries. Fridge, Snacks, and Aaron Donald colliding could end the universe. Well, you know, I don't want the universe to end. I want to see the Packers in the Super Bowl. So let's wait till the Super Bowl. Like, you know, Fridge in the bowl. Let's get Snacks in the bowl. That's what I'm talking about. NCAA football 14 still better than Madden 21. LOL. Oh, I mean, that's one of the all-time great games. I mean, let's be honest. NFL 2K and NFL 2K1 are still better than any Madden to this day. To this day. Which statue do you want to see freezing their toes off in Lambeau for the NFC Championship? Brady or Breeze? Zach, I had that very thought last night, but let's not go there yet. Let's beat the Rams. Just got to beat the Rams. I feel a big game coming for Lazard. Lewis, it's a very good possibility. The interesting thing will be how the Rams choose to play Devontae. If they do play him straight up with Ramsey, which you got to think, then, yeah, maybe they shade to Lazard, and that limits him a little bit. However, they could also throw Ramsey on Lazard or whoever's running it to, and just double Devontae the entire time. You've seen teams try to go that route. The Bears actually did a little bit of that against the Saints this past weekend. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. I'd say challenge Grassi again, but you've already cleaned his clock twice. Maybe Wes Hod, Pappy's tip, go Pack, go. I've only cleaned Grassi's clock once in Madden. We were supposed to play again, but then the pandemic happened. But it'll happen again. But yes, the problem is if I play Wes, he's not playing with the Rams. You know, we'd both have to play with the Packers. So, but that will happen this offseason. There is zero doubt. I'm sick of his excuses. He's got to man up at some point. And thank you for the Pappy's tip. Very nice and cultured. More Will Blackman. He was great. Oh, we'll be doing more with Will, definitely. Tecmo Bowl is the GOAT. Now you're talking, Andrew. Why do I sound like you just took a muscle relaxant and Bob Domofsky sounds like he's talking in a loudspeaker during pressers? Jimmy, we all have different setups. So, you know, I sound like I sound because of this, because Corey was gracious enough to give me a nice headset. So I sound like I'm in a, you know, kind of a bit of a radio studio setup. Whereas Rob, I think, is in his office at Lambeau Field on a speakerphone. So, okay, just took a muscle relaxant.
Coach, on that third down, why were you so awesome?
That'll be my next availability. Tavon not cutting it. Still needs time to acclimate. Matt, he's not doing much on returns, and the fumble was very unfortunate, obviously. But if you go and look at what they've asked him to do from scrimmage, he's pretty much delivered. He's done what he's been asked to do. They haven't utilized him a ton, but you know, there was a spot in that Bears game, I just rewatched it last night, where you know they get a penalty. It's second and 20. And they do that, you know, they flip it out to him in the flat and he gets them like, you know, 12 yards. That's worth its weight in gold just to get you back in front of the sticks. You know, just little things like that where, you know, is he breaking ankles? Is he making huge highlight type plays? No, but he's filling that role. And again, as Rodgers always talks about, that's what one of these guys needs. If you're a guy who comes on board in the middle of the season, that's what you need to do. You need to embrace your role. They give you a role, you find it, you embrace it. And I think he's done that on the offensive side of the ball. On returns, I think some of it's him, some of it's, you know, people just having nice coverage, and some of it is the Packers special teams not creating much for him to do with. Corey, thanks for the super chat. Bad game aside, can you explain how the Rams handled Devontae when they played in LA a couple years ago? I'm trying to remember. I think Ramsey wasn't on the team then. They had another corner try and check him. It was a very different offense, though. It was Mike McCarthy's offense. So I'm going to have to go back and look at it, but you can't take too much from that game other than Aaron Donald completely decimating Lane Taylor at one point. I remember that. Brody, thanks for the super chat. I think the 3 p.m. start is disrespectful. Thoughts? It's fine by me, man. I tell you what, anything to get me not in the studio at 2 a.m. heading home in the middle of a pandemic, I'm fine with. So it's cool by me. But disrespectful to who? People who want to get some sleep? I don't think so. Plus, this allows you, you know, to drink pretty much all day, but then, you know, you can have a wind down time afterwards where you're basking in the glow just enough of the Packers victory, and then you pass out, fall asleep. I see no disrespect here. Aqib Talib, that's who it was. I knew it was some. It was Talib and Peters, I think, right? I think it was Peters actually who was on him a lot of the time. That was also a great game from Jair. Do I drink before or after noon? Can't be drinking all day if you don't drink before noon. Come on, kids. The 3 p.m. start is awesome for U.S. European fans. There you go. Watch party Saturday. Mike, does the Pope wear a funny hat? You better believe we're going to have a watch party. Still don't know if it'll be just myself or both Corey and I. Corey obviously putting in for a ticket to the game, so we'll see if he's in attendance, if I'm riding solo. But if I am, I know you'll all be joining me, so it'll be a lot of fun. Rams still suck. There you go. Scott getting into the spirit of things. All right, guys, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers. Please hit like on this video and subscribe to the channel. And as I said before, tonight we have our Patreon happy hour at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Lambeau time. If you want to support everything we do at Cheesehead TV, please consider giving us $5 a month on the Patreon page, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. Amaris here at the last minute with the last super chat of the day. Any chance we get Green back? I see he's traveling with the team, but speculating, of course. I don't think so. I think it's pretty clear that he's going to be out for the year. I've gotten a lot of questions about Raven and Tyler Irvin. I think both of them are way off from being ready anytime soon. Could always surprise. You never know. Once they've served that 3 weeks, they are eligible to return. But I think both of them are done for the season for good. Thank you so much, everybody. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers, making Cheesehead TV part of your daily Packers routine. I know there are a ton of places for you to go on the internet and get your Packers fix. That you make Cheesehead TV even a small part of your Packers routine really means a lot to myself, Corey, everybody at Cheesehead TV. Thank you so much. Hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.